The only businesses out by the interstate, besides farmland, were an economy hotel, a truck stop, and a family diner. If you considered a greasy spoon filled with truckers a family diner. Picking up a pen, pulling one of four or five notepads toward me, I took my call on line one. "Dr. Chapman?" The caller was female, sounded older than a teen, at a guess in her early 30s. "Yes?"
"My name is Lori Winston. The counselor at Chandler High School referred me to you."
Jim Lockhart had sent several troubled teens to me over the past 5 years. "You have a son or daughter in high school?" I asked, mentally reviewing my assessment of her age.
"A daughter. Just starting high school this month, but I can't pay you," the woman continued. "I barely got enough money to pay lot rent and utilities."
Jim knew that when it came to kids, I'd work pro bono anytime. "Insecure," I jotted down about Lori Winston, because I always made notes about whatever popped immediately to mind when dealing with my clients, or pretty much anyone I talked to. "Low income." First impressions were sometimes vital.
"You and your daughter live alone?"
"Yep."
"Independent," I added, thinking of the 13 or 14-year-old I had yet to meet.
"For how long?"
"Since she was born. Took me 3 years to save up for this trailer, and it's not much. 2 bedrooms, and a hole in the bathroom floor. But we do okay most of the time. It's just coming up with extra that's hard.
And before you ask, I had her when I was 16. Had to quit school 'cause I couldn't afford a babysitter without working full time. Seems everyone wants to turn up their noses at us. And if you're one of them, then fine. We don't need your help."
"No, wait." I frowned, quickly put pen to paper. Defensive home environment.
"I'm happy to help, at no charge."
I said what I figured would mean the most so I could keep the needy mother on the line.
"And I'm not judging your situation," I added. "My mother also quit high school to have me.
Right here in Chandler."
"And you turned into a doctor?"
"Well, a doctor of psychology, anyhow." "Yes," I said.
"You'll understand Maggie, then. Lots of folks don't. They look at me and figure she's white trash, too, without bothering to learn what she's about. Not that I'm trash or nothing. I'm not. But I know what people say about me. I hear them."
"Maggie's your daughter?"
"Yeah. She's 14.
Maggie. Cute name. Weary mother.
"How's she doing in school?"
"Straight A so far."
"Responsible.
What about sports?"
Seemed like every kid in the county played something. There wasn't a whole lot else for them or their parents to do. Some of the people in Fort County seemed to put more emphasis on games and practice and working out than they did on homework and attending class.
"She was a cheerleader in junior high and made the junior varsity team at Chandler. But she quit when practices started. Said she was bored with it. They have to pay to play now that the tax levy failed, so we couldn't afford the extra anyway."
I looked at my notes. Nothing stood out. So I asked the obvious question.
"Why do you think your daughter needs a counselor?"
"I think something's going on with a guy. An older guy."